I'm Jocelyn Coulter from the Clay Alliance, and coming up today, we will present the Spring Pottery Fair at DeSales Corner on Woodburn Avenue. Clay Alliance is a local ceramic organization of artists that could be professionals or just hobby potters, and they come together for a variety of things, to be with other artists, to host events, to do fundraisers. I guess our main cause is to create awareness of the ceramic arts in the community. So it's our 15th time putting on this show. Woodburn Avenue will be closed down from Madison to Clayton Avenue. We'll have some food trucks. We'll have roaming acoustic music. Jake Speed and the Freddies, as well as Wild Carrot, they'll be playing. Some of the local restaurants will be open. There's also two local ceramic artist studios, and they'll be doing demonstrations and telling you about what kind of classes and other programs their studios offer. And we have some artists that'll be exhibiting that day, or just other members of the Clay Alliance that will be demoing and showing, you know, whether it's wheel throwing or hand building or whatever the method they like to use is, they'll be showing that and getting a little dirty right there in the center of it. The 15th annual Spring Pottery Fair by the Clay Alliance happens today from 11 to 5 p.m. on Woodburn Avenue near DeSales Corner in East Walnut Hills. For more information on the Spring Pottery Fair, go to WVXU.org. Right now, I'm reading Cat Sense by John Bradshaw. The book is about cats, and it begins with information on, like, the history of cat domestication, and then I think it's going to get into more of the cat psychology. I guess I really like that it has both of those parts to it, a little history, facts, and then some modern science about it. I just kind of skipped to the science part. I read a bunch of the history and skipped to the psychology. I have two cats, and I was like, what is it that they know that I don't know? So it's been interesting. The book is Cat Sense by John Bradshaw.
You're listening to the Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU.